And now the Tigers senior, Unique Thompson, will join the Regions Bank postgame show to talk about her performance and the Tigers' win tonight over Sanford. Unique, first off, War Eagle, congrats on the double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds. It was a battle inside the paint tonight. What were your takeaways on your performance from tonight's game?
My performance, I just looked at my field goal percentage, and I'm not satisfied at all. I missed a lot of easy baskets around the rim, so I just know going into the next game that I have to take time and focus more.
Well, and those easy baskets, look, they look easy, obviously, from distance, but when you're on the floor, you have that pressure around. How important is it for you just to take a breath and say, hey, I can do this, and hey, I've got to finish?
It's very important, and that's what I have to do next game. I just have to take time, just take a deep breath, keep poised, and just know that I'm capable of going up strong and finishing through the contact.
It was a strong start for your team in the first half of play. Were you guys able to build off that momentum that you picked up on Wednesday night against USC Upstate? Because, again, it was a strong first half of play, especially from your team offensively.
Oh, yes, definitely we were. And we know that we just have to continue to do that because Stanford also got momentum in the second half, so we just know that we got to lock in all four quarters.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that second half. It was obviously a challenge for your team. And first time this season that so many new faces, 10 players on this team, 10 new players on the team had your back against the wall. But you guys came away. What can you guys take away and learn from this performance tonight against Sanford?
Just the same thing that Coach Lowe was saying. We just have to learn to communicate more and know that whenever somebody is moving out on one certain side, that we just have to keep moving, we have to keep rotating, we have to keep talking to each other.
How about defensively tonight for Sanford inside? You got to go up against a very good post player tonight in Natalie Armstrong. And I know that that's a matchup I think that's going to make you better, especially down the stretch when SEC play comes.
Oh, yes, it definitely did. And it also helped my teammates out, too, because they were relocating very well around the perimeter and also knowing that not to pass the ball in because they were also triple teaming and everything else. So just helping my guards out, knowing that they have to relocate and move without the ball.
I want you to talk about some of your newcomers tonight. Unique is Kia Patton. She stepped up, hit a couple big threes, and who else hit a couple threes tonight? Romy stepped up. She's had some good minutes for you. And then Jayla Jordan, she had the clutch three late in the fourth quarter. How are these newcomers starting to fit in and mold into this rotation and in the locker room culture as well?
They're starting to fit in very well. They just still have to get their jitters out. It's only the second game. So by the middle of the season, whenever all the jitters are gone, I feel like we're going to be very great. We're going to mold together and just keep going because they're going to gain their confidence.
Unique, congrats on the win. We'll see you back here Tuesday night. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Terry Williams-Lanois joins us to talk about tonight's win. Coach, first off, War Eagle, congrats on the win. It was a close one down the stretch, but your team pulled it out. What were your key takeaways from your basketball team? You faced a physical Sanford team inside the paint.
Yes, Britt, definitely a struggle down the end there. Really just a lack of communication defensively, and that's when one of the things that we've harped on probably the last 2 weeks, just communicating defensively. You can't give up those kind of threes at the end of the game.
And it was tough for Auburn offensively to get it going in the second period as well, Coach. 12 points in the third quarter, 16 points in the fourth quarter. Did Sanford do anything different defensively to challenge your team on the offensive end?
I don't know if they really did. I think we missed a lot of shots. Like we missed some wide open shots. We missed some layups. I thought we got hit a few times inside, but, you know, that's not my call. That's the ref's call. But I thought they were easy shots that we should have hit.
You had some players step up for you when you needed. Unique Thompson, ice in her veins at the free throw line, Coach. I mean, you put the ball in her hands off an inbound pass late to score some points. Kyra Lowry knocked down some free throws. And then you had the big three from Jayla Jordan. So you got the offense when you needed when it came down to the end.
Yeah, it's just trying to find the right combinations right now because some of our offensive players aren't great defensive players, but you need them on the offensive end. So it's just something that we got to work at. You got to be able to play both ends of the court.
On the first half, though, Coach, I thought there was some very good basketball played at times. You dominated inside the paint. I thought a couple factors. One, Natalie Armstrong got into foul trouble. You guys were able to capitalize off that with offensive rebounds.
We did. You know, she was playing behind, and we knew that we could get the ball into Unique. Wanted Unique to attack the basket a little bit, not just settle for the turnaround jump shot. But also with Unique rebounding offensively, I think she got some of her fouls there also.
Yeah, Unique Thompson with a double-double tonight, her first double-double of the season. What did you think about your senior stepping up? And she led Auburn tonight on both ends of the floor when they needed somebody out there.
Yeah, she's definitely. I mean, she's the senior, the only senior on the floor this year, and she has to. She has to step up. It's not even an option for her as the senior. She's got to step up. She's got to take control. She's got to communicate. She's got to get this team together.
One player I was proud of tonight, Coach Kia Patton, she got it going from distance tonight. Just thoughts on her offensive performance in the first half.
She did. And, you know, we knew Kia. She can score. You know, she can flat out score. I thought she had some easy looks that she didn't take. A little hesitant on it in some of her drives as well. But they were good shots. You know, she's an offensive player. She's going to help us a lot.
And, Coach, your final thoughts on tonight's win. What can your team take away? What can you work on as you build towards Gardner-Webb and hopefully a 3-0 start come Tuesday night?
Well, you know, I told them even before the game started, Sanford's a good team, you know, and it's an in-state rivalry. You know, Sanford's coming in here playing Auburn. You know, it's Alabama versus Alabama. So they're going to play a little extra hard, okay? They couldn't outplay us, and I thought sometimes they got those 50-50 balls that we needed.
Well, Coach, congrats on this win tonight. Enjoy it. Back to work this week, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
Thanks, Brett. War Eagle.